Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. Anyway, so this is about Jair Bolsonaro, the erstwhile president of Brazil, and he's just been found guilty of plotting a military coup, and he's been awarded 27 years and 3 months in prison. Wow. So someone who till just a few years ago was the most powerful man in the country, and indeed he lost his attempt at re-election. So it was a unanimous decision by the five courts on the Supreme Court, five judges of the Supreme Court. Another thing is, obviously, I don't know about Brazilian law, is the sentence came just hours after the verdict. Because in some countries, like South Britain, there's often a period of days, could it be over a week, between the verdict and the sentence. The judges or judge in this country reflect on what they're going to do. So there we go. Anyway, he lost that 2022 election to Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, commonly known as Lula. So Lula was the president in the early 2000s, been a left-wing firebrand in the 1970s, moderated by the late 90s and so on. And then remember, there's that Dilma Rousseff, that leftist president, the first woman to be president of the country, and she was later jailed for corruption. So you see that it's now much more of a Rechtsstaat, because Brazil, they used to say in the old days, just anything goes if you had enough money. And there was such a big gap between rich and poor. And you say, about 10% of Brazilians were middle class by Western standards. There was, maybe 50% who were working class by Western standards, but a significant minority, like 40%, lived in the most abject penury. Now that has reduced, but there is a lot of poverty in Brazil, and I mean real poverty, not the so-called poverty we have in Ireland or people have in Great Britain. So that's he's been under house arrest for a long time, and he didn't go to some of the days of his trial. Goodness. So, and remember, he was a Trump ally. Trump has gone into bat for him. Some sanctions have been introduced against Brazil because of this. And so the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio, a lawyer himself, has there been interfering in the judicial system of another country, saying that that Bolsonaro has been unjustly imprisoned and that it's a witch hunt and so forth. How would the United States like if the Brazilian said, your prosecution of whoever is a witch hunt and this is unjust and we're sanctioning you, especially if it happened to be a Trump foe who was being prosecuted and so on. So the Brazilian Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that they are not going to give in to this. And of course that Bolsonaro has been found guilty after a fair trial. He had excellent lawyers. It was not rushed. Due process was adhered to. He's permitted to speak in his defense. His legal team could scrutinize and challenge the evidence against him and stuff like that. But there was irrefragable evidence, and that's why he was duly found guilty. And of course, he still got the right of appeal and so on. So there's a 50% tariff on Brazilian goods, and that is the United States exacting vengeance for the Brazilian authorities following their own law with regard to Mr. Bolsonaro. So Bolsonaro is 70. I mean, he looks in very good nick for his age, but if he's going to serve anything like 27 years, it's likely he'll only ever be leaving prison in a coffin. So his lawyers say, oh, can we not just keep under house arrest instead of sending him to a penitentiary? But maybe not. So there were five charges. So he lost the 2022 election, just like his idol, Donald J. Trump, losing the 2020 election and trying to cling on to power by his fingertips. Remember, he'd been a very senior military officer, and he supposedly conspired to get some military commanders to seize power, and he began disseminating lies about the election, just like Donald Trump when he lost the 2020 election, that no, it was rigged, that these ballot machines switched Trump ballots to Biden ballots, and lie after lie after lie. And Trump lost his over 60 court cases on this, won a single one. So you can see he tried the same tactic, which didn't quite work for Trump either. And the court found that Jair Bolsonaro was cognizant of this plan to kill Lula, his political rival, and Lula's vice presidential candidate, as well as one of the judges on the Supreme Court. Okay, now it doesn't say that Bolsonaro ordered him to go ahead or was the intellectual author of the plot. Simply, he was aware of it, didn't report anything like that. And anyway, there were also some co-conspirators found guilty, like some high-ranking army officers. So wow, and so a Bolsonaro mob, they stormed some government buildings on the 8th of January 2023. So it's reminiscent of the 6th of January 2021, in Washington, D.C. So that's it, maybe safeguarded Brazilian democracy. Because remember, in the early 1960s, there's a military coup in Brazil. It's under military rule for 20 years. And Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was then president of the United States, he applauded it because quite he's worried that Brazil might go communist otherwise. Brazil being the largest population and territory in Latin America, it would have made the situation much more difficult for the Western world if Brazil was a communist country. And so there was no right to strike and so on. And life was very good for the rich, not quite so good for the poor in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And then there was a restoration of democracy. So Bolsonaro, he said on the record that he thought that military rule was preferable, and it was right for the military government to torture leftist dissidents, we regard as terrorists, and so on. He's a very anti-gay. He wants, more gun rights and so on. So I sharply disagree with him on almost everything. He does at least want to defend children in utero. That is his only good decision. So I mean, I think I can fairly say that his political career is over, and largely for his movement. Now he may get some of it reduced in appeal. I don't see him getting acquitted of all five charges. He might get the sentence lowered or something like that. If he doesn't spend 27 years, maybe he's going to be 17. But it sent quite a strong warning. Bear in mind, what if the military coup had gone ahead and not all soldiers had gone along with it? And some people would have fought back, people would have been killed on the other side. Would Lula have been shot dead? Would his vice presidential running mate been shot dead? That judge and so on. A lot of people could have been killed, could have been hundreds, could have been thousands in just a few hours. You looked at the attempted coup in Turkey in July 2016. So this is actually mild. You think it might be life imprisonment without possibility of parole? So there we go. Because of the military coup using force, you've got to be willing to kill. That is threatening to kill people. And if they don't cooperate, then you do kill them, and that's it. Otherwise, it's just going to be effective. And then the defenders of the constitutional order, they've got to be able to fight back, kill. So that's why, yes, it does get deadly very, very fast. The surprising thing is how the whole thing was dismantled quite quickly, with nobody being killed in the end. So the United States, I think, is not going to accept this. I don't see Bolsonaro getting out of jail. This is, relations between Brazil and the United States are probably going to be soured for a few years till Trump leaves office, because he was seen as the Latin American Trump. Possibly there's a new president in a couple of years' time. Could be JD Vance, could be one of the Democrats. Even JD Vance might say, well, let's bygones be bygones, let's move forward. There's no point in trying to be loyal to Bolsonaro. He's no use to us now. We'll just abandon him because JD Vance doesn't have that many bedrock beliefs. We know that he despises Trump and recognizes that Trump is a pathological liar and a scumbag. And he said that all publicly before Trump got the Republican nomination way back in 2016. But obviously, he quickly changed his tune when Trump became a winner. And then he hitched himself to Trump because look where he is now. So by reneging on his own principles, by jettisoning every moral standard he ever had, by going along with what he knows of flagrant lies, this has been rewarded. That's the trouble with politics. What it does is it controls for dishonesty. These are like the selection criteria. Another criterion that is really rewarded is conscienceless. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Okay. So, obrigado. Adios.